File 11, Devices and Techniques of Economics Teaching. Supervised Studies. Meaning and Significance of Supervised Studies. Arthur C. Binning and David H. Binning describe the meaning of supervised study as: by supervised studies, we mean the supervision by the teacher of a group or class of pupils as they work at their desk or around their tables. In this procedure, we find pupils busy at work that has been assigned to them by the teacher. When they meet a difficulty that they cannot overcome, they ask the teacher for direction and assistance. The teacher, when not called upon, tasks up quietly up and down the classroom or remains at his desk watching the pupils do their work continually, alert for any wrong procedures that the pupils may follow. He is always ready to direct and aid them. Main feature of supervised study technique. First, individual attention. Supervised study is an aid in helping to solve the problem of individual differences. Supervised studies aids in preventing failures. The pupil works along his own mental level and at his own capacity. Assignment can be given to meet all level of ability. Second, better pupil teacher relations. Another good feature of supervised study is seen in the better pupil teacher relations that it promotes. In the usual class teaching procedure, the teacher is frequently considered a hard task master, and the procedure often produces class versus teacher attitude. Under the supervised study program, he appears in the role of a helper and guide. There is a greater opportunity for the display of sympathy and understanding. The teacher is available to understand the pupil and his difficulties better and is in a position of support him on to a great effort. Third, development of skills. There are certain skills which can based on development under this procedures. A thorough use of supervised method would reveal weaknesses in the learner. Following skills can be developed easily. A skills is to how to read commerce material. B skills to how to use encyclopedias. C skill is to how to use dictionaries. D skills as to how to use maps, atlases, indexes, and almanacs, almanacs. E skill as to how to read graphs. Form of supervised studies. First, conference plan. Second, special teacher plan. Third, divided period plan. Fourth, two period plan. Fifth, periodical plan. First, conference plan. Conferences are organized for time to time to sort out the problems of students through mutual consultation. Second, special teacher plan. Special teachers help students to solve their difficulties and problems. Third, dividend period plan. Two teachers supervise the work on the students. Fourth, two period plan. Two periods are provided to study the same subject matter. Fifth, periodical plan. Students are instructed to do predetermined tasks after some definite period. Their process is supervised. Guidelines for using supervised plan. First, a teacher must possess great insight. Second, the teachers must be resourceful. Third, the teachers should plan the work in a regional, scientific and systematic way so as to develop appropriate attitude in the students. Fourth, teachers should also aim to developing the self-confidence and self-dependence in the students. Fifth, a task assigned to the students should be graded according to their mental and physical abilities and interests. Objection to supervised studies. There are some objections, such as, first, some investigations have included that the weak pupil is not helped by this method and in some cases is even hindered. Second, supervised study requires the lengthened school day and which is not possible due to various pressures of co-circular activities. Third, supervised study in a costly method, it would necessitate an increasing in the teaching force that would mean an increased cost of education. Fourth, supervised studies depend too much on the initiative and enthusiasm of the students, which they seldom display. Fifth, supervised studies destroys the supremacy of the teacher as he plays a secondary role in the teaching learning process. Student motivated technique of teaching learning. Don't do too much for the students. Let students think and do are the maxims that underlie students motivate techniques. Student motivated techniques stress the value of analysis rather than the equation of facts. Group discussions, seminars, symposiums, workshops, individual assignments, surveys.